This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, it is the holiday season, which means we're all going to be spending a little more over the next month on food, on travel, and on gifts, of course. And holiday spending is today's Money Matters segment's topic, where we look at how the big economic stories of the day impact your wallet. Joining us to do that is Patty Hirsch, the senior producer of personal finance at Marketplace. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning to you.
So, Patty, as we go through this holiday shopping season and we have to buy a gift for Aunt Betsy and Cousin Rachel and whoever else, all these people, is there a strategic way to go about doing that so that you don't end up in the red at the end of the holiday season?
I mean, there are all sorts of things, all sorts of tricks that people have. But I would say that there are two key things that you have to do to make sure that you don't blow your budget. The first thing is have a budget. Make sure you have that budget and you stick to it. The second thing is do not shop for yourself. One of the biggest things that happens is that people go into the stores, they're buying for Aunt Betsy, whoever it is, and they actually end up getting themselves a hideous
sweater. I have to say I'm guilty of that.
All right, there you go. So don't do it. If you don't shop for yourself, if you refuse to break your budget, you're going to be in much better shape come the end of the season.
Why can't you shop for yourself?
Because, you know, you want to treat yourself. You're like, oh, my feet are so sore. I've been shopping for 12 hours straight. I deserve something. And, you know, and instead of just buying yourself a beer or whatever it is or a nice cup of coffee, you go and you buy that hideous sweater.
Okay. Well, what about holiday travel, though, Patty? We all have to spend money to travel during the holiday season if family or loved ones are not right in the same place that we are. But the tickets are outrageous this year. They're so expensive.
Yeah, you know, airlines have at last worked out how to run their businesses properly. You know, they've understood how they can actually fill their planes so they're not flying with half-empty planes all the time. And that means that seats become more expensive. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't get a cheap seat. There are cheap seats available. You can get these things through internet deals. You can have sort of you can be on mailing lists for airlines that are selling seats cheaply when they are. But I think that the best thing to do whenever you're actually shopping around is to really shop around, not just from airline to airline when you're trying to get from A to B, but also when it comes to the fees. You know, we know that these airlines are really jacking up the fees, whether it be for baggage or for, you know, pillows or blankets or whatever, but also for landing sites. So, you know, a lot of the time there are different airports in those metro areas that have real variance in the fees that the landing fees that they charge. So look very, very carefully at the fees you're paying from airline to airline and from carrier to carrier.
Patty Hirsch, senior producer of personal finance at Marketplace. Thanks, Patty.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.